Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, Bitcoin price reclaims $42,000 as infrastructure bill vote and monthly close looms for Bitcoin. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis from crypto analyst Rhett Capital, as well as the latest updates from Plan B and the stock to flow model. And as pointed out here, I share Satoshi's 12 Bitcoin disciples. In today's show, I'll be revealing why I specifically chose them and see if you can guess which one turned Judas. Also, Nayib Bukele, the president of El Salvador, released this video, which shows the first steps of Bitcoin officially being secured by the power of volcanoes. Also in today's show, breaking news, Square, Twitter, and Substack, serving a combined 350 million monthly active users, have opted to offer Bitcoin and Lightning optimized API solutions. Also in today's show, crypto trader Mikhail Van de Pop plots Ethereum's path to $20,000 and predicts rallies for Chainlink as well as four other altcoins. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, MicroStrategy's Michael Saylor says China's crypto ban is largely irrelevant for Bitcoin and explains why. As he shares here in this recent interview, if you had dumped the shares of Google, Facebook, and Twitter in 2010 because you heard that China was going to ban it, you would have lost obscene amounts of money. Trillions of dollars have been made on technologies banned by China. Also in today's show, a tidal wave of capital could bring Bitcoin's price to $14 million per BTC, according to MicroStrategy's Michael Saylor. I'll be revealing this throwback prediction he made back in January, which is still relevant today. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, many of the altcoins are back in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Now let's talk about crypto IRAs. Today's show is brought to you by iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. Basically, if you want to trade cryptocurrency tax-free, you can do so right here with iTrust Capital. They're a partner of the channel, and I highly recommend using their platform. With iTrust, not only can you buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency tax-free, but also precious metals such as gold and silver in your IRA as well. So you can literally trade 24/7. There's no hidden fees, and everything is very transparent. You can trade Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, Chainlink, Cardano, as well as many other top cryptos. And the thing that I really like is the fact they have institutional custody by Coinbase, the world's largest institutional cold storage provider, backed by a $320 million insurance policy. So you can have peace of mind knowing your digital assets are backed, safe, and secure. To check it out, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and get your first month absolutely free. So what are you waiting for? Visit itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and let's start stacking them stats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. And as usual, we have a lot to cover, so let's dive right in. Bitcoin trudged towards 43,000 this morning on Wednesday, September 29th, as a macro predicament kept the bulls on their toes. And right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro in TradingView showed Bitcoin ranging slightly higher after a fresh $40,000 retest overnight. The pair had shown what could be underlying strength after multiple probes of that $40,000 mark. But on Wednesday, traders were warning more broadly, little had really improved. And checking out the latest from crypto analyst Rhett Capital, Bitcoin is enjoying some recovery today, but the macro predicament remains the same. It is still just below the 21-week exponential moving average. Bitcoin needs to manage to reclaim $43,600 this week to build on the bullish momentum Bitcoin generated after wicking into $40,000 last week, as you can see right here in this chart. Now that level would place Bitcoin just over the $43,000 worst case scenario price for its monthly close, something which forecaster Plan B reiterated was still in play this week. Checking out his most recent tweet here, to be clear, worst case slash floor model is not I repeat, not based on stock to flow. It is based on price and on-chain data, like I wrote in the June 20th tweet below, which I'll share with you shortly. So great that August closed above 47,000 and September is now around 43,000, but it says nothing about stock to flow. Stock to flow says $100,000 now, and he's referring to this tweet from back on June 20th where he wrote, there's also a more fundamental reason that we see weakness in June and possibly July. My worst case scenario for 2021 price on chain base is August 47,000, September 43,000, October 63,000, November 98,000, and December $135,000. So again, this is according to on-chain data. And lo and behold, we had very low June and July closes as he predicted, as well as August right on the money at 47,000. And considering September is over in just another day, it looks like we're going to close around 43,000. Then next month, he has us at 63,000, which is ultimately returning to new all-time highs. Then November above 98,000, which leads us to a December close above 135,000. Again, this is worst case scenarios. So it's important I share with you also the best case, which he shares here. Wait until you see my base case and best case scenarios. Okay, a hint. Best case, December, $450,000. So there you have it. Now check this out. Yesterday, I created this post entitled Satoshi's 12 Bitcoin Disciples, which I shared on crypto Twitter, and it got a lot of love with 225 likes. So yeah, these are Satoshi's 12 core Bitcoin disciples, the chosen ones, in my opinion. Leading the list is Max Keiser. He's been telling us to buy Bitcoin via the Keiser Report with Stacey Herbert since 2011, and he's the first one to share on TV the power of Bitcoin. So much respect to Max Keiser. Next, we have Jack Maulers, the CEO of Strike, which utilizes the Lightning Network to do the impossible, like make Bitcoin a legal tender in El Salvador, and also roll out this Twitter payments integration, which allows free remittances around the world. Then, of course, next up is the Giga Chad Michael Saylor, because MicroStrategy was the first publicly traded company to put Bitcoin on its balance sheet, which created that domino effect. Next up, we have Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter and Square. Then next up, we have the president of El Salvador, the one and only Nayib Bukele, the first sovereign nation to adopt Bitcoin as a legal tender. Then next up is Andreas Antonopoulos. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have been introduced to Bitcoin. I watched one of his speeches. It may have been a TED talk entitled The Internet of Money, and definitely life transforming. Then we have Plan B, the creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model, which I cover commonly right here on the show, followed by Willy Woo, then Adam Back, the Blockstream CEO, followed by Jimmy Song, Tone Vaze, and Roger Ver. So can you guess which one turned Judas? Let me know in the comments right down below. And before I break down our next breaking story of the day, Square, Twitter, and Substack, serving a combined 350 million monthly active users, as well as crypto trader Mikhail Vande Pop, plots Ethereum's path to $20,000 and predicts rallies for Chainlink as well as for other altcoins, as well as MicroStrategy's Michael Saylor says China's crypto ban is largely irrelevant for the king of all crypto and explains why, as well as a tidal wave of capital could bring Bitcoin's price to $14 million, according to the Giga Chad himself. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. We see Bitcoin up 0.5% for the day, trading just above 42,000. We have Ether up 0.34%, trading just above 2,900. Solana, Polkadot, and Binance Coin all back in the green, with Binance Coin leading the pack up 9.3%, trading at $367. And Chainlink up 1%, trading just above 23 bucks. All right, now let's break down our next breaking story of the day. Both social media giant Twitter and independent online publisher Substack have officially integrated Bitcoin tipping and payment services through third-party partnerships with Strike and OpenNode, respectively. Now, the platform serving a combined 350 million monthly active users have both opted to offer Bitcoin and Lightning optimized API solutions. Twitter and Substack's Bitcoin integrations were announced and delivered just as El Salvador became the first country to make Bitcoin legal tender. Many merchants in the nation now accept payment for goods and services in Bitcoin because they're required to do so by law, including Walmart and every McDonald's and kiosk in the country. Now, from a game theoretical perspective, that nation has a first mover's advantage. You can say that again. And importantly, after El Salvador made Bitcoin legal tender, the game Theoretic Prisoner's Dilemma of National Bitcoin Adoption was initiated in global geopolitics. Famous whistleblower Edward Snowden highlighted that Bitcoin favors those that adopt it early, thereby putting pressure on other nations. which will be penalized for being laggards. And over time, as these companies add Bitcoin to their balance sheets, yield enormous profits denominated in fiat terms, and carry out seamless, instantaneous, commissionless cross-border payment solutions with Lightning integrations, it will elicit responses in the form of Bitcoin's products and payment solutions from the world's mega companies such as Apple, Microsoft, Google, Amazon, and Facebook. And it's also worth noting that Bitcoin is fast encroaching on the market cap of all of these companies and eventually will surpass them all combined. Just saying, it's only a matter of time. That's right, let the Bitcoin game theory continue to do what it do. And before I break down our next story of the day, crypto trader Mikhail Vande Pop plots Ethereum's path to $20,000 and predicts rallies for Chainlink and four other altcoins, as well as MicroStrategy's Michael Saylor says Bitcoin's crypto ban is largely irrelevant for Bitcoin and explains why, as well as Michael Saylor's $14 million Bitcoin price prediction. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $1.9 trillion with $90 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the current Bitcoin dominance is 42.4%, with the Ether dominance at 18.3%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have DYDX up 26%, trading just under $25. OKB up 15%, trading at $16.47. And Binance Coin up almost 9%, trading at $367. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 24 out of 100 in extreme fear, which is as low as we've seen it in quite a while. Yesterday was a 25, last week a 21, and last month a 73 in greed. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Popular crypto analyst and trader Mikhail Vande Pop is plotting Ethereum's price path to 20K while also predicting rallies for Chainlink and four other altcoins. The crypto strategist tells his 424,000 Twitter followers that he sees Ethereum following is 2017 bull market trajectory, as he shares right here. Beautiful comparison between ETH 2017 and ETH 2021. Had a similar structure in 2017 where it broke south with a correction of 50%. Now that same price action takes place with the correction of 35%. The path to $15,000 to $20,000 per Ethereum is still open. And as you can see in this chart, it compares 2017 to the price action of this year in 2021. And you can see the striking similarities. Now, the crypto analyst is also bullish on decentralized Oracle network, Chainlink, better known as the missing link of the blockchain. Vande Pop sees Link rallying to resistance at 0.0007 BTC, worth $29.42, and representing a 27% move from its current value of 0.00055 BTC, which is $23.11. And quoting him right here, Chainlink, the most undervalued coin in the top 20. I am still bullish on this one and Oracle's. And he shares this chart. Let me know if you're also bullish on Chainlink. Holla at your boy. Now, the next coin on the trader's radar is Elrond, EGLD, a blockchain platform designed to power distributed apps, enterprise use cases, and crypto transactions. According to Vande Pop, Elrond is poised for a strong rally against Bitcoin to hit his target at 0.008. BTC worth $336, quoting him here. This one is always one of the earliest runners. Earlier this year, February, it ran as one of the first coins to beautiful support slash resistance flip. I think we hold that level on another run to 0.008 BTC, as he shares here on this chart. If you're bullish on Elrond, let me know in the comments. Now, next up is payments infrastructure platform, COTI, which Vande Pop says must stay above support at 48 cents or 41 cents to have a shot at igniting a surge of over 100%, quoting him here. Flip of either of those two levels and continuation towards a dollar is likely. Now, next up on the trader's radar is Harmony, aka One, a blockchain focused on powering the centralized economy. According to Vande Pop, Harmony is gearing up for a 90% rally in its Bitcoin pair from its current value of 15 cents. Now, massive support slash resistance flip and bounce from this one here. That's great. Looking at continuation happening through which we might see a bit more of a correction before 29 cents is next. And he shares here in this chart. Now, the last coin on Vande Pop's list is the centralized machine learning network, Fetch.ai, F-E-T. According to the crypto strategist, Fetch.ai looks bullish against Bitcoin after converting previous resistance at 59 cents into support. And he says probably ready for $2.10 and he shares this chart. And before I break down our next story of the day, MicroStrategy's Michael Saylor says China's crypto ban is largely irrelevant for Bitcoin and explains why, as well as I share his $14 million Bitcoin price prediction. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 930 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Michael Saylor isn't concerned about China's latest wave of Bitcoin and crypto bans. The MicroStrategy chief executive tells Bill Barhite, the CEO of crypto wealth management firm Abra, in a new interview that he was an early shareholder in Google, Facebook, and Twitter. He says he didn't let Chinese regulations bother him back then, and he doesn't plan on to do so now. I think what China does is largely irrelevant here, and of course, it's kind of getting to be laughable because like every quarter for the last 5, 6, 7 years, there's been a China banning thing. And last week, China announced it was banning virtually all activity related to the cryptocurrency industry. And in a document co-signed by numerous state institutions, the Chinese government cited fraud and other illegal activities it associates with crypto as rationale for the crackdown, which you and I know is nothing more than FUD. The truth, they're getting ready to release their CBDC, central bank digital currency, and Bitcoin and crypto is a direct threat to what they're doing. Now, Saylor says he isn't concerned about the move's impact on the Bitcoin price over the long term. However, he also says if investors aren't willing to hold Bitcoin for a decade, then they shouldn't hold it for 10 minutes. Sage advice from Michael Saylor. Now, by contrast, he thinks the U.S. approach to the biggest cryptocurrency is largely positive. Quoting him here, I actually think that if you look at every statement by a central banker or by regulators, they're pretty clear. Bitcoin is property. Bitcoin is a commodity. I haven't seen any regulator actually debate that Bitcoin is a digital store of value. And to check out this entire interview with the Giga Chad himself, check the show notes below the video in the description. Now, I want to share with you a throwback on Michael Saylor's prediction from back in January of this year, which is still very relevant to today. So yeah, Saylor ballparks that between $100 trillion and $300 trillion could seek a store value in Bitcoin, and that's just in today's money. If Bitcoin were to reach that $300 trillion market cap that Saylor outlines, that would bring each Bitcoin to more than $14 million per BTC, and quoting him again here. So ultimately, the amount of monetary energy in the world that's looking for a safe haven store of value has got to be between $100 trillion and $250 trillion. Why not all of it? Why not all $300 trillion or $350 trillion, the total sum of everything? So in theory, all monetary energy that's simply looking for a store of value, safe haven index, should presumably drain out of real estate, cash, stocks, and bonds and into the Bitcoin network. And as that happens, the price discovery will return to real estate and bonds. The top is more than $100 trillion. It's somewhere between $100 trillion and $300 trillion in today's money. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding a $14 million Bitcoin price in the future? And by what year do you feel this will become a reality? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin price reclaims $42,000 as the infrastructure bill vote and monthly close loom for Bitcoin. Also today I shared breaking news. Square, Twitter, and Substack are serving a combined 350 million monthly active users. Also in today's show, I shared that crypto trader Mikhail Van de Pop plots Ethereum's path to $20,000. Also in today's show, I shared MicroStrategy's Michael Saylor says China's crypto ban is largely irrelevant for the king of all crypto and explain why, as well as a tidal wave of capital could bring Bitcoin's price to $14 million per BTC, according to Michael Saylor. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Javier wrote, I love how Bitcoin is the money of the resistance. I'm glad I finally got in last year and I'm loving this fam. Peace to everyone from Chile, the capital of the pandemic sheeps. And my response, greetings from Chile fam. Thanks for joining the resistance with Bitcoin. Quarter four gonna be fireworks. Just wait. Now the next featured comment comes from Ellen who wrote, JV, fam, I missed by 2 minutes. JV, thanks for your always upbeat outlook. So just need to block the FUD and keep moving forward. Thanks, JV. Always enjoy your show. My response, thanks so much. Exactly. Block the FUD, hodl, and keep stacking them stats, fam. And the third and final featured comment of the day comes from Seriously, you Jess. One can hardly blame Peter Schiff being anti-Bitcoin. He makes money selling gold. Every increase in Bitcoin price, Bitcoin valued in gold goes up. Imagine how much money you will lose when Bitcoin hits $100,000 or Bitcoin's first million. Great point. And I agree. I believe Peter Schiff, he trolls the Bitcoin community because he knows his audience of investors are likely to invest also into precious metals and he capitalizes on that. And we all know Bitcoin is going to continue to outperform gold as Bitcoin is gold 2.0. It is what it is. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment. right down below. Now let's talk about crypto IRAs. Today's show is brought to you by iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. Basically, if you want to trade cryptocurrency tax-free, you can do so right here with iTrust Capital. They're a partner of the channel, and I highly recommend using their platform. With iTrust, not only can you buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency tax-free, but also precious metals such as gold and silver in your IRA as well. So you can literally trade 24/7. There's no hidden fees, and everything is very transparent. You can trade Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, Chainlink, Cardano, as well as many other top cryptos. And the thing that I really like is the fact they have institutional custody by Coinbase, the world's largest institutional cold storage provider, backed by a $320 million insurance policy. So you can have peace of mind knowing your digital assets are backed, safe, and secure. To check it out, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and get your first month absolutely free. So what are you waiting for? Visit itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and let's start stacking them stats tax-free.